14 people were arrested outside the Pacifica Foundation's national office next door to KPFA this morning. The latest incident in the ongoing crisis at KPFA, precipitated by Executive Director Lynn Chadwick's termination of station manager Nicole Sawaya March 31st. A week later, Chadwick terminated award-winning Pacifica broadcaster Larry Bensky for talking about Sawaya's termination during his program Sunday Salon, an alleged violation of Pacifica's gag rule prohibiting the discussion of internal matters on the air. Last Friday, Chadwick terminated the show of Robbie Osmond for the same alleged violation. Osmond had done his Across the Great Divide folk music program on KPFA for 22 years. Hundreds rallied outside the station yesterday during his 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. time slot, while KPFA went off the air because no one would agree to fill a slot. The first arrest today took place at 9 this morning, as 9 people were arrested for blocking the door to Pacifica's national headquarters. Then, just before noon, 5 others were arrested for the same thing. As police led those 5 away, Executive Director Chadwick and the rest of her national staff left their office with work documents in cardboard boxes, apparently abandoning the national headquarters, at least temporarily. In both cases, Berkeley police were reluctant to make the arrests, acting only after Chadwick placed the protesters under citizen's arrest. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, several dozen demonstrators gathered again to give Chadwick what they called a proper send-off to the Pacifica National Governing Board meeting this weekend in Washington. At about 5:30, some 20 demonstrators came into KPFA to try to talk to Chadwick, who was now in the KPFA manager's office meeting with a policeman. After firing Sawaya, Chadwick had appointed herself acting station manager. The voices you are about to hear are of members of that delegation, Executive Director Chadwick and the Berkeley police officer. During the exchange, which ends with the policeman escorting Chadwick through the crowd and out of the office, Chadwick turned her back to the group and then put her sweater over her head so her face would not be photographed by the television cameras on hand.
We're here to meet with Lynn Chadwick.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Could we have just a few more minutes? We're conducting some business.
We're conducting business.
Yeah, but I think mine... Well, it looks like you're going to force your way in here anyway.
We're not forcing our way in.
Well, how long is your meeting going to last? Because I'm only going to be a few more minutes.
Won't last that long.
How long is it going to be?
We don't know. Depends on the response.
Well, I have people that come into my office without my invitation. Do I?
No, they don't have a right to come in here. I don't care who they are. Council members otherwise, they don't have a right to force their way into your office. She's on the phone and she's conducting police business. If you just relax for a second. No, I realize this is a political situation, but the lady is trying to conduct some business official with us that has to do with someone that was arrested today. If you would allow us to do that, she'll be more than willing to probably accept you, but it's very rude of you to just barge in the lady's office. I realize how things work.
We really have
arrested earlier in the day.
Right, we have really been trying to talk to her.
The judge and the critic is in your place.
No, but the lady's conducting official police business. If I was at your house doing this, you wouldn't want someone busting in your house.
This is about the business of the police.
I'm not going to force you to leave, but I will ask her to go to another office and finish this business, and if you want to wait here, that's fine.
To talk to her.
Well,
she can say this very quickly. It won't take that long.
If you do it in a few minutes, it would be appreciated.
We have Mardell Shurek here, who's a Berkeley City Council member, Osha Newman, a well-known civil rights attorney, Father Bill O'Donnell, priest at St. Joseph's,
Hi, Lynn.
Andrea Buffa, director of Media Alliance, many other people who should introduce themselves. I'm from American Friends Service Committee, and we're here because our friends were arrested by your order today for simply, peacefully, nonviolently, in the best KPFA tradition, upholding the right of Robbie Osmond, Larry Bensky, Nicole Sawaya to have free speech on this radio, which was dedicated to that. We're here to say Robbie Osmond worked here 30 years and you've been here 8 months and he should not have been fired. We asked them to be reinstated. We asked for you to enter mediation. That's why we're here.
I hear you. Would you please leave my office?
Well, we would really... That kind of response...
Okay, the lady has made a request to leave her office. Now, why are we pushing this issue? She's asking politely to leave her office. What does she have to do? If this was a council meeting and the council people said they wanted someone removed, they would be removed. Now, the lady has the same rights as a council person, a mayor, or anybody else. She's asking you to leave her office. Now, we're going to make an issue of this, or what?
Well, we talked about having a brief minute with her.
The lady has asked you to leave her office.
And we're asking her to hear representatives of...
You're in her office. You're not on public street.
She wouldn't talk to us on the public street.
This is her office. We're here... This is a community radio station.
This is a community radio station.
This is her office. She's asking you to leave.
Her policies are creating a situation that's destructive of this station and the peace.
Are you refusing to leave?
We haven't refused anything.
She is refusing to talk.
You're upset.
We want to have a brief...
She's
upsetting the lady.
I'm going to call the captain over here, and if necessary, he will deal with this.
I have a suggestion.
No, I'm going to call Captain Pittman.
The problem is that she has turned her back on us now. And will not talk to the community. This is the way she has been dealing with this situation to begin with.
She
turns her back on us.
I want you out of the way.
On the community.
I'm in a way so the lady can come out.
We are not preventing the lady from getting in and out. We are trying in as many ways as we can to talk to her. We are a delegation, including a city council member.
You can be a delegation, that's fine, but she has a right not to be harassed.
She has created a situation that is absolutely destructive. She's arresting the citizens of Berkeley. She's disrupting the possibility of a community radio station. She's making an intolerable situation that serves no purpose. We have tried to talk to her forever about this. She will not talk. She will not negotiate. She uses the uniforms and the guns and the clubs to arrest. That's not the way to make a policy in a Pacifica radio station. To turn your back on us and to use the police in a station that's dedicated to nonviolence. We came here in a nonviolent manner for one last effort to talk to her, and she turned her back and she's left. That's the way it's been dealt with constantly. And that's why this place is in a crisis. And there's nothing that's going to prevent that crisis except finally having dialogue with this community. There's no way that you can fire this community and have another one.
Mardell, City Councilwoman yes. Mardell Schitter.
I'm really disappointed in her not even talking to us and not turning her back on us for us trying to carry on the work of KPFA, which we are interested in.
Thank you. A confrontation between a delegation of KPFA listeners and Pacifica Executive Director Lynn Chadwick ended just about a half an hour ago with a Berkeley police officer escorting Chadwick out of the manager's office at KPFA. Meanwhile, WORT-FM, a Pacifica affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, is expressing its concern about the crisis at KPFA. The Board of Directors is informing WORT's listeners by airing the following statement before the broadcast of the Pacifica National News and the Pacifica program Democracy Now! Quoting now, Pacifica Radio is currently celebrating its 50th anniversary. However, over the last few months, Pacifica Radio has made numerous changes in its governance structure and staffing. In February, the National Board voted to change its structure to decrease local participation and to self-select its members, making it unaccountable to listener sponsors, staff, or volunteers. In March, the Board refused to renew the contract of popular KPFA station manager Nicole Sawaya. In April, they fired award-winning longtime host Larry Bensky for speaking about these issues on the air. Numerous progressive voices, including Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, and Alexander Coburn, are now calling for Pacifica management to enter into a facilitated mediation process with its staff and critics. WORT will continue to keep you informed of developments. To express your opinion to Pacifica management, call 510-848-6767. End quote. WORT is also signing on to a letter of concern to the Pacifica Board of Directors drafted by the Grassroots Radio Coalition. The radio station is also writing a letter of its own to the Pacifica directors.
This is the KPFA Evening News on 94.1 FM.